Many Christians struggle because they confuse salvation with fellowship. Salvation is the believer's eternal relationship with God. Fellowship is the believer's daily walk with God. A saved person cannot lose salvation, but he can lose the joy, peace, and closeness of fellowship when he sins. Salvation is the work of God. It is not earned by good works, baptism, church membership, or religious effort. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not as a result of works." Salvation is a gift received by faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 10:28, "I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." That is security. Eternal life is not temporary life. If Christ gives eternal life, the believer is safe in him. But fellowship is different. A child can disobey his father and still remain his child. The relationship is not destroyed, but the closeness is damaged. In the same way, when a Christian sins, he does not stop being God's child, but his fellowship with God is hindered. 1 John 1:6 says, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." John was writing to believers, "Sin does not make the saved person unborn again, but it does break honest fellowship with God." Sin affects the Christian's joy, peace, prayer life, testimony, and usefulness. It can make the heart cold and the conscience dull. It can also bring God's correction. Hebrews 12:6 says, "For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines." Chastening is not proof that God has cast his child away. It is proof that the child belongs to him. David is a clear example. After his sin, he did not pray, "Restore my salvation." He prayed in Psalm 51:12, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." David had not lost salvation, but he had lost the joy of it. His fellowship with God had been wounded. That is why confession matters. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Confession is not being saved again. It is the child of God coming honestly to the Father, agreeing with him about sin, and being restored to fellowship. The Christian does not confess sin to stay saved. He confesses because he is saved. He has a Father who loves him, corrects him, and restores him. This truth should comfort us, but it should also sober us. It comforts us because our salvation rests in Christ, not in our perfect performance. If every sin caused a believer to lose salvation, no Christian could ever have peace. But Christ gives eternal life, and he keeps his own. At the same time, eternal security is not permission to live carelessly. Romans 6:1-2 asks, "Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be." Grace does not excuse rebellion. Grace teaches the believer to walk in obedience. So can a Christian lose fellowship without losing salvation? Yes. A Christian can lose joy without losing eternal life. He can lose peace without losing his position in Christ. He can lose fellowship without losing sonship. He can lose usefulness without losing salvation. When a believer sins, he does not need to be saved again. He needs to confess his sin, turn back to the Lord, and walk again in the light. Salvation is settled by the finished work of Christ. Fellowship is enjoyed through daily obedience, confession, and walking with God. That is the mercy of God. The believer is loved, corrected, cleansed, restored, and kept by the faithful Savior.